Chapter 2. Have been playfulness. Yet I saw plainly poor Remy innocence rub gently the affected place as she filed off with the other performers down the middle aisle between the marble tables in the uproar of voices, the rattling of dominoes through a blue atmosphere of tobacco smoke. I believe that those people left the town next day. Or perhaps they had only migrated to the other big cafe, on the other side of the Place de la Comédie. It is very possible. I did not go across to find out. It was my perfect idleness that had invested the girl with a peculiar charm, and I did not want to destroy it by any superfluous exertion. The receptivity of my indolence made the impression so permanent that when the moment came for her meeting with Hest, I felt that she would be heroically equal to every demand of the risky and uncertain future. I was so convinced of it that I let her go with Hest, I won't say without a pang, but certainly without misgivings. And in view of her triumphant end, what more could I have done for her rehabilitation and her happiness? 1920. J.C. Part 1. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.